The two-hour debate got off to a quick start with fireworks between the two leading candidates over remarks Senator Obama made in an interview in Reno, which Senator Clinton said were favorable to Republicans.
In an editorial board with the Reno newspaper, you said two different things because I have read the transcript. Mm-hmm. You talked about Ronald Reagan being a transformative political leader. I did not mention his name.
Your husband did.
Well, I'm here. He's not.
Okay, well, and I can't tell who I'm running against sometimes.
Senator Obama said he had referred to former President Ronald Reagan as a transformative figure in U.S. politics and denied that he had praised him or Republican ideas. He also objected to what he called misrepresentation of his position on the Iraq War by Senator Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton. The two also clashed over other matters, including their former work experience. At one point, Obama said he was working with poor people on the streets of Chicago, while Clinton was a lawyer sitting on the corporate board of Walmart. Clinton accused Obama of having worked for a Chicago slumlord. The third participant in the debate, Senator Edwards, chastised both of his opponents for their rhetoric.
This kind of squabbling, how many children is this going to get health care? How many people are going to get an education from this? How many kids are going to be able to go to college because of this?
In the second half of the debate, the three candidates sat next to each other in a more informal discussion. They talked about such issues as the economy, health care, and the war in Iraq. Both Clinton and Edwards said they would remove U.S. troops from Iraq soon after taking office. Obama said he would, in his words, be as careful getting out as we were careless getting in. The debate took place on a national holiday, Martin Luther King Day, and the last question for all three was why the great civil rights leader would back them if he were alive today. John Edwards emphasized his Southern upbringing and his support for civil rights. Barack Obama said he did not think King would endorse anyone, but he said change starts from the grassroots and that he would support that kind of change. Clinton said the country is strongest when political leaders emphasize the values the civil rights movement represented. Nearly half of South Carolina's voters are black, and public opinion polls show Obama, who is black, in the lead there. But Hillary Clinton also has strong appeal to many black voters, and to women in particular. The South Carolina Democratic primary this coming Saturday will be followed very quickly by the Florida primary on January 29th and the so-called Super Tuesday, February 5th, in which 22 states will hold primaries and caucuses. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.